Hi there. Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People,
the sometimes quirky podcast that gives writing tips and life tips from our dogs.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie.
And Carrie is a New York Times and international best-selling author and writing coach extraordinaire.
And Sean is a super cool businessman and very tall.
And what do?
We give life tips, writing tips, and our podcast always starts off with a random thought from somewhere.
In our life.
Sometimes our bedroom.
Sometimes a car.
Sometimes hell.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Random Thought in the car.
Random Thought in the car.
And we are heading to Bangor, currently driving through the big city of Ellsworth, Maine.
Early in the morning.
And we listen to a syndicated radio talk show from another state.
Is it from another state? Yeah. I was going to ask.
That's from North Carolina.
Oh.
And they were really bigoted about booze.
Flavored booze.
About flavored booze. Like, why? Why do you need to be so bigoted about something so random?
You know, I kind of agree with them a little bit, but only on, like, the whiskeys and stuff.
They had really strong opinions. They're like, you should never have a flavor in your alcohol.
Yeah.
Or your vodka.
It's okay in vodka.
And they're well, they counted apple whiskey as a thing.
That's because they said, okay, my point of view is I like whiskey better than vodka, so go ahead and flavor the vodka. Whiskey don't matter, right?
I thought that apple whiskey really flavored with apple, or was it just apple freeze?
No, no, it's got an apple flavor. I think we've actually had some of the apple crown royal before. Yeah, it's like apple flavor.
Well, they were really crazy.
They were very, I mean,
opinionated. And you know what? Opinionated people apparently get a lot of viewers. And we're not terribly opinionated.
Yes, we are.
No, we're
we
not.
Just don't talk about it on our public stuff.
I know. Maybe that's our flaw.
Maybe that is our flaw.
Maybe instead of 250,000 downloads, we have 250 million.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Are you still asleep, baby?
Kind of.
You dreaming.
That's really for me. It's before 9. And anyways, we're heading to the dentist. I have opinions about that. And my opinion is it's scary. I don't like going to the dentist because I don't like those people in my personal... Oh, you're going to be yellow. Oh, that's not yellow. I don't like people in my personal space.
Well, that's pretty personal space.
Yeah, and it's COVID time, so I had to assign all these... And I had to get my temperature taken. And they're all, like, up in your grill, and you're, like, have no...
like, locked open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're breathing on them.
It's really kind of... It's, like, one heartbeat away from a horror scene.
It is one heartbeat away. Dentists are terrifying. Not as human beings outside their office. See, this is why we can't do it, because I couldn't just say... Dentists are terrifying. That's my opinion. Instead of like, but not outside their office.
Yeah, I know. You're really sick of that one.
Yeah.
And I was getting ready to as well.
See?
It's just so habitual for us to be.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice,
yeah.
Doesn't sell me.
I know. Nice. Screw dentists.
Dentists are people too. And anyways, one of my friends, who's Two-Spirit, had a video explaining that he was asked to, they were asked to by people, and like another person made a huge video for 15 minutes just
crapping like,
on them. Yeah, like,
is that, that's what I said, crapping on them. Is that video popular?
Like, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it had 2,000 comments.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you scroll.
So hate sells, basically. If you're mean to other people, you know.
Well, there's a difference between hate and opinion, though.
Yeah, this was hateful opinion. How's that?
Yeah, yeah.
I would say they had hateful.
Oh, heck yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, it was mean and terrible, and I can't even imagine having someone do that to me.
No, no, that would suck.
Our friend did not watch the video. They read some of the comments. Bad as watching the video.
Yeah. Probably. You should just ignore it.
Yeah.
It's not ever going to affect your life, really. No. Not somebody like them.
No.
You know?
No.
I mean, ignoring it will not affect your life as much as watching it. How about that?
Yeah. And just, I mean, you don't want to ignore hate. Like, so.
No, no. But I just
when it's directed at you,
person, right,
yeah,
right.
Like, you know, as their friend, you're like, how do I help them? And then as a universe, you're like, how do I help the community?
Right.
But like, how do you? Because these people were so vicious and evil, and to them, like, not just about their true spirit nature, but also about their they're like, oh, you're not
their facade, yeah.
Their clothing and their ethnicity, and they said they weren't really Native American and more First Peoples, and like, they're like, that doesn't look like, they used words that were dehumanizing and also tried to take away their identity. Not just their true spirit one, but their ethnic and racial identity. So it was horrifying.
It is, actually. It's not only because we know that person, but just in general. Like, and people do that every day.
Yeah.
All the time, people are filled with that kind of hate.
Yeah.
So ignorant.
Super ignorant.
Just totally ignorant.
Yeah, you get tons of views and all these other hateful people. But do all the hateful people just band together? Is that what's happening?
Oh, geez, I don't know. They probably hate each other, too, but...
No.
You know. How do you ever? If you're that kind of a person, like that guy that made that video.
Yeah.
Not our friend.
Not a friend.
Hate video. Like, how do you? Can you literally pull yourself out of that? Can you have like a normal conversation, or you're not just constantly crapping on everybody else and stuff? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we know real life people like that, but they would never perceive themselves as being a hateful person. But they do spend most of their time hating,
right,
and complaining.
They would never make a video like that either.
No, and
well, that's
it's
what
not
I'm
the
saying.
Same kind of hate.
If you go that deep, can
yeah.
you? I'm not saying you can ever get out, because I know you can, but is that just your persona all the time, for the most part?
Is it how you are?
Because it seems like a miserable way to go through life, really. Like, unhappy.
Or is it just what you bring it to?
Yeah. For most of the people, it's probably how they are. That's why they're... I don't know. I couldn't really bring myself to fake that.
Yeah.
Because if you don't want to hurt people, but why are you going to fake, like...
Yeah.
You're hurting, and then you're hurting. Yeah.
Screw it. We're going to be our boring selves.
Boring what?
Silly self.
Was that a bleep out? Self-imposed bleep out?
That was my self-imposed. It's early in the morning.
It is.
And I gotta go to the donuts.
You'll be fine.
I'm scared.
I gotta wait in the car, though.
Yeah.
I'm
and they're
the
gonna
real
do
victim here.
No, you're not. They're gonna do terrible things inside my mouth.
I can't do terrible things inside your mouth. But then it's better not freaking be doing it.
No, I have more. Another level of anxiety.
For what? Oh, hey, ask him if you can bring one of those mouth things.
So, Sean is cruel, and he wants to do a random thought after the dental operation.
That's before and after.
Uh-huh.
Not feeling too good now, are you, baby?
No.
So,
I shook. My arms are all shaky.
Well, I'm sure that's just because you were so tense until you finally relaxed.
My blood pressure was so high.
Was it?
Oh my god.
You
I was like,
so
should
nervous.
I just go to the doctor now? And they're like, no, it's really normal. I'm like, but that was really high, is what the lady said.
Yeah.
It was
normal
so
to be high when right before you go in there. He's just nerves.
Hurt. Hurt, man.
You want some sushi?
I want some narcotics.
Yeah. I bet you don't take a one of those.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts all the way into my, like, temple.
Well, guess what? You go home, you can put your cozy clothes back on. jump in bed and work from bed today. What are your restrictions? Anything for food or anything?
He didn't give me any, but the lady afterwards, like, you might want to just, like, have mushy things.
For, like, a couple days or just today? Or?
I don't think it really matters. I think it's just, I can't chew on that side. You're not supposed to chew there anyway, yeah, so, right? Like, the whole left, I can't chew on my left side of my mouth for 4 months.
That's crazy.
That's so long.
I know.
And I have stitches in my mouth.
Again.
And that freaked me out last time, remember? That
yeah, because like, you could feel it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Oh, you poor girl. You ever have to go back there again or no?
Yeah, in 3.5 months to make sure it's all fine.
Oh.
It costs so much money. $3,300. That was like my Polish royalty check right there,
yeah,
which we need to go to the bank.
Oh well.
Oh well.
I still have your tooth back someday.
Someday, my tooth will be a fake tooth. It'll be a bionic tooth. They should put bionic things in there just for that price.
Once you, they should. Once you get a gold one, but nobody can see it back there.
I don't
so
want a gold
tooth.
I want to have like.
Your one is black, so it always looks like a hole.
Oh my gosh! What is wrong with you? I want a tooth that like can video record things. Although not inside my mouth, I guess.
That one's pretty far back.
Yeah, it's very far back. Alright, what could my tooth do?
Nothing. Nobody can see it.
It could turn me into a unicorn. I want a tooth that can make you shapeshift.
That's a very special tooth.
I know. But for $3,000, I feel like that's what this
is. Well, that's not even the price of this.
Oh my god.
Dude, you can spend 10 grand on this.
I'm not.
That's crazy. Oh well.
The lesson here is if you ever get a cavity,
get it fixed correctly the first time.
Yes, and have them, like, when they're like, we can't fit you in, and you live in a rural place, and no one can fit you in for 2.5 months.
Try to take a little drive.
Yeah, you might as well just go to a city and do it as soon as possible.
Yeah,
because
make a little weekend trip out of it.
Yeah, because
it'll save you money in the long run.
Yeah. And if they're like, we think we can save the tooth, they can't save the tooth.
I might buy you a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, baby.
Hurts so much.
So sorry. Writing tip of the paw.
So over the past couple of months, we've been talking a lot about archetypes and how you can use them in writing and life, but we failed to discuss where all this talk stems from.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Actually. But you know what? It's all from Carl Jung.
Jung.
Who was an old, dead psychology pioneer who didn't agree with another old, dead guy, Sigmund Freud. Jung was about the collective unconsciousness, and he thought that in humanity's collective unconsciousness, there were basically 12 archetypes of character. It's like if we are all part of a video game, and the programmer only made 12 basic characters.
That's right. And then they got bored. Or lazy. So according to the website Exploring Your Mind, to define his 12 archetypes of personality, Jung studied the symbols and myths of many different cultures. And these archetypes represent behavior patterns that make up different ways of being. They're also cultural symbols and images that exist in the collective unconsciousness. Unconscious. That website also says, quote, still, he defined the 12 Jungian archetypes as an innate tendency to generate images with intense emotional meaning that express the relational primacy of human life. There are imprints that are buried in our unconscious, and these terms define the particular traits that we all have. End quote.
Cool.
Yeah. So here's the basic rundown of the first six as related to poop.
No way.
Yeah. Found in the middle of the driveway. Because how else can you take a new spin on this? Like, everybody, every single friggin' psych major has blogged about the archetypes. Because, oh, look, they're easy to understand. So we're going to do the first six in this podcast and the second six next week.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
No, that's cool.
All right. It's like a cliffhanger. So let's start. Get ready for some poop talk.
Can I do the first one?
Of course.
The sage. It's all about being smart and thinking. If someone poops, the sage is going to want to examine the poop, analyze the poop, and probably create a witty yet analytical tweet about the poop.
That's right.
It's not me.
That is totally you. Oh, it's a helicopter. Can everyone hear that? Okay. The innocent. The innocent is optimistic that the poop randomly sitting in the middle of their driveway is meant for good. They will be happy that someone was capable of pooping out in the open like that. How cool. They will tweet about the goodness of pleasing others and possibly create a self-help book about poop, or at least look for one self-help book, which they will not download illegally, but instead buy from a nice local independent bookstore, hopefully an Own Voices bookstore, Own Store bookstore, hashtag. They might even put up a sign that says, feel free to come inside and use the bathroom next time, but no judgment.
What? I'm definitely not the innocent. And I gotta tell you, I don't think the innocents ever really had to poop outside.
Oh, you think they... No, that's not what the innocent...
I know.
Like. You're calling the innocent the liar.
They don't enjoy the experience because it's never enjoyable to in my mind. The explorer. This person is all about adventure and new things. They see the poop on the driveway and think, maybe I should try this. They tweet asking people about the strangest places they pooped. They are unsatisfied with their own pooping experiences and now on the quest for the perfect poop place. They create an entirely new profile about it and call it Pooping Into the Unknown. They immediately have 2.5 million followers. Probably would.
Dude, we need to do that. Okay, except for the pooping part.
Who's going to... You do the poop and no. I'll do the filming.
Oh! That's a fetish right there. Okay.
Nope, it's got to be done that way if it's going to be online, right?
All right, no.
Or is
no.
it just story?
Just story. Okay. No visuals. Ew. The next one is the ruler / tyrant. The ruler leads, and the poop, it is disorder. It is on their driveway. This is unstable. This is totally not excellent. The ruler calls a minion to remove the poop and immediately tweets, listen to me. Whoever pooped on my driveway, the most amazing driveway anywhere ever, is totally going to pay.
At first I was thinking, oh, maybe this is me. And then I was like, wait, I don't have any minions.
You just need some minions, baby.
The creator / artist. So yeah, they see the poop. They want to transform the poop. They make an art piece about it. They tweet a joke. They think about making an art piece for a longer time than they spend actually creating it. Eventually, they remove the poop, but only after taking and posting images of its decay for 365 days. The New York Times ends up featuring it on its art page and declaring it symbolic of the state of the country.
I like the artist.
Yeah, I think you're a combo between the artist and the innocent.
Oh, probably. The caregiver martyr. The caregiver is all about big feelings and love. The caregiver sees the poop in their driveway and wants to keep everyone else from being traumatized by that poop. They quickly clean up the poop, spray the entire driveway with bleach so no one can get sick. They have sacrificed their entire Saturday morning keeping everyone safe. They do not tweet directly about the poop, but instead say something like, it's so hard to keep those who you love safe in this world of defecation, but you just have to keep doing it. Be kind and be sanitary, loved ones. I am rooting for you.
Okay. Turns out you're three of these things.
multifaceted, bae.
So, what is the writing tip of the pod?
Oh, you want me to say it?
Heck yeah, you condense it.
Okay, it's okay to take regurgitated crap and put a new spin on it. But also, think about how your characters would react to things and not just how you react to things, right?
Like, yeah.
If you're you are a tyrant,
I'd say that's the most important part. Like, just be able to separate yourself from your character's personality.
Like, see? Oh, we're helpful. We're helpful.
I sit around and watch you type all enough, I can pick up on a little bit of tip. Dog tip for life.
Shanae, why don't you share the dog tip?
Well, Sparty first came in here after hearing my last statement about how hard it is to poop outside. And he's like, dude, you're so wrong. So we had this whole argument about anatomy and sanitation differences between animals and humans. Anyways, we came to the conclusion that poop happens.
Poop happens.
And how you react to that poop is up to you.
And even how you perform that poop is up to you, man.
That's right.
For instance, Sparty poops and walks, which is kind of a magical thing.
Dude, if you can poop and, like, if you can get in a duck squat and waddle like a duck and take a poop at the same time, you will be just like our dog. And I would find that amazing.
But it's really how you react to that poop, right? Or watching your dog poop. That makes a difference in how you live and exist, right?
That's
right.
If
you want to be chill and mellow, be chill and mellow. If you want to be a tyrant, be a tyrant. But be what you want to be. And that's right. How you react.
And it's all about archetypes.
And poop.
And where you want to fall, but keeping yourself separate from your character's personalities.
And poop.
And poop.
Poop.
This is not a call out for videos, okay? Thank you so much for listening. We truly hope you enjoyed yourself. Please like and subscribe.
You can find us on all the random podcast places. And the music, this beautiful music, is by Broke for Free. And it's about feeling good. And it's available to us via the Creative Commons. If you want to see the notes that go with this podcast, they are on carriejonesbooks.blog or Dogs Are Smarter Than People.
You remember all that so much better than I do, love.
Yeah.
You want to tell anybody about any interesting things you've got upcoming?
No, I'm teaching classes at the Writing Barn and with myself called the Writing Course of Awesome. I'll soon be on Teachable. And I have a Patreon. And we are on all the random things like Carrie Jones Books, social media, and Dogs Are Smarter Than People. But we do not have a TikTok.
No TikTok.
No TikTok, man.